What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This your boy, Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So what's going on, Phil?
Ain't nothing, chilling.
It looked like it was about to start raining.
I thought it was, too, because the weather got, like, breezy a little bit and cold. You know how I do like that right before the rain comes.
Right. So how was your weekend?
It was all right.
Good. Oh, do I say how's your weekend or how's your weekend going?
Going is cool.
Well, we got the 6-1 Philadelphia Eagles traveling to FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland to take on the 3-4 Washington Commanders. Eagles are a 7-point favorite and over and under is 43.5. So, Phil, what's your thoughts on the game?
I'm going to go with the under. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
Washington always play us tough for some reason, that divisional shit. You know how that be every year.
Yes.
So I think it'll be – I think we'll win convincingly, but I don't think we're going to blow them out.
Yes, I also think they'll win convincingly because they learned their lesson the last time
right. They
played mm-hmm. them. So I think they'll win convincingly, but I think it's under. I don't think they're going to get a combined of 43.5. Because like you said.
We're on the same page.
Yeah, because like you said, the Giants, the Cowboys, the Commanders, anytime they play, even now it's been bad teams on both sides. Mm-hmm. And they always played each other hard.
Like 2-8, and they'll play you hard even if you got an undefeated record.
Right.
So that's just how they roll in the division.
So, but yeah, I think the Eagles will win convincingly. Wish
you score.
I have the Eagles winning 24-10.
Oh shit! I said 24-14.
See, you copied. And what's today? Was didn't practice. Hold on, he didn't practice. Friday, but I guess he's supposed to be playing now. Jordan Davis.
I think his ankle got rolled during the game.
Yeah, he was touch and go, didn't practice on Friday, but they don't have him on an inactive list today, so I guess he's playing. Your boy Rashard Penny is on the inactive list. I don't understand this, but hey, look. I don't understand it. How are you? What is his? Why is he injured?
Who's this?
Rashard Penny.
He's not injured. They bullshitting. They keeping him on a roster for the playoffs roll around. But if you say he's injured, then it's kind of like how you can do in fantasy football. You can kind of cheat. If you see a guy injured, then they allow you to pick up another person.
Right.
So as soon as he get healthy, you're going to have too many people on the team, so then you got to drop somebody. But as long as you say he's injured, you can keep him on the team so nobody else can grab him.
So another
Remember, thing. Remember, like, I think the – not to mean to cut you off, but, like, I think the first 2 weeks or something, he was, like, a healthy scratch. So how he get injured, he ain't even playing.
Okay, does this have something to do with it? On the Eagles' Twitter yesterday, they or X, I guess you should say, well, they wrote, we elevated wide receiver Julio Jones from the practice squad for tomorrow's game. Why is he on a damn practice squad and he played on Sunday night?
Well, yeah, they're being stupid because he was the first thing they did when you pick up somebody new, the first thing they do is always put him on the practice squad. I guess they got to like get him familiar with the plays or whatever. But when we picked him up, he went to the practice squad, and then, like, right before the game, he got bumped up to, you know, as a backup or whatever, so he can play.
Right.
So maybe they threw him back down in the practice squad after that week. It's like you got to juggle players running the same shit with that injury with Penny. So
right. If
he's on the practice squad, he don't really count against your 53-man roster. You know what I mean? So then when you play him, then you got to throw somebody else down. And that's what the Eagles do. They play with, like, people like that. Ain't nobody hurt and all this shit.
Right. Yeah, I'm reading this. I'm like, well, what the hell? What is he doing on the practice squad? That don't make any sense. And he played on Sunday night. So, yeah, they doing something funny with the roster. Mm-hmm. They probably got too many players, and this is their way of juggling.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Right. So we got all the important stuff away. Now I have to ask you this question. Now, we in your favorite time of the year. Now, last year you dressed as, well, the whole family was the Spider-Man family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you was Miles Morales. Ava was Spider-Gwen. Who was Shay?
I don't really know, but it's like a Japanese Spider-Girl, Silk.
Okay.
Do you know that character?
Was it in the, that was the one that was in the Spider-Man cartoon, right?
Yeah, she was on there.
Okay, yeah. So, what we want to know is, what are you doing this year?
Nothing.
What the hell happened?
Ain't nothing happened. I just ain't doing nothing. What do you think? I got to do something every year. Every year, I'm not dressing up.
Yes, because you've been on the street.
What do you mean on the street?
You was on the street. Last year, were you a Spider? The year before that, you was Michael Myers, right?
No, I was like Michael Myers like the first year we got here or something.
Okay, so what was you that
nothing. I've been here for what? 6-7 Halloweens, and I think I dressed up twice.
Mm-hmm.
You're making it seem like it's an every day year thing.
Yes. So did you get candy for the kids?
Yes.
Okay. And the kids gotta have costumes to get candy.
Yes. Well, I got some bullshit candy for the bullshitters.
And what's bullshit candy?
Like Tootsie Rolls, little goofy looking candies, like a bag of 1,000, all the funny stuff.
Or anything else you want to add, or the Eagles, or your Halloween?
Not really. Did you buy candy for the kids?
Hell no. No.
You said they don't even come to your house, right?
No, they'll walk right past. And I had a light on, and I'd be standing at the door and all that stuff, and they'll just walk right past. So I said, you know what, the hell with it. I ain't buying no candy no more.
Get you a chair and sit right up there on your steps, and when they come up, give them some candy.
It's cold outside. That's all right. It's not. Yep, they'll go right to the neighbor and walk right past. And the 1 year I had to chase them down. Like, yo, y'all want some of this candy? Then they asked them when they walked over. Because, you know, I don't really eat that candy like that. And when it was left over, I would just put it, give it to the job. You know, they'll eat anything. So I had to chase them down to come get the candy. Then the year before last, I had they just walked by. So I said, I ain't getting no candy no more. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be back at halftime. I don't know if we'll have anyone talking to us. I could ask our old boy, Mike Hill, to join us, but it's kind of hard to talk to rival fans like this because, you know, they think that we're going to make fun of them. Mm-hmm. So, we'll be back at halftime.
Alright.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Alright, we're back. It's halftime. The Eagles are losing 17-10. Some quick stats. On the Eagles side, Jalen Hurts, 7-for-11, 39 yards.
Oh, he's not 7-for-11.
What is it?
It ain't no 7-for-11. He got like 24.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was, they just updated. Jalen Hurts is 20 for 25, 179 yards, one touchdown. Rushing, do we need to get into it? Because your running back has only one carry, and Gainwell has two carries.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Or the pad receiver side. A.J. Brown, 6-for-88 yards, one touchdown. Devontae Smith, three receptions, 42 yards. Dallas Goedert had three receptions also. On the Commander side, we have Sam Howell, 24-for-26, 226 yards.
24-for-26. Is this like Joe Montana we playing against? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Rushing, we have Robinson, 4 carries for 38 yards. Receiving, we have Dotson, 5 receptions for 73 yards, and McLaurin, 3 receptions for 40 yards. Poor performance on the Eagles side, on the offense and defense side. Why do they have Jalen Hurts throwing the football so much? I just don't understand it.
It's ridiculous. So now you down a lot in the second half. So now you got to pass more when you could have just been balancing attack from the door.
Right.
How you going to get Swift involved if he can't even get no fucking touches?
What's your thoughts on the game? Well, you just gave a little bit of it.
It's horrible. For one, I think our defensive coordinator and our offensive coordinator need to go. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they just got the job or whatever. We're like a damn Super Bowl contending team. We can't be having this type of bullshit. And for your running back to only have one touch in the whole first half, one carry is ridiculous. And the backup with two. And then on defense, the defensive coordinator is an asshole because he's not blitzing and he's giving up underneath. So when you give up underneath like that and you don't put pressure, the opposing quarterback is going to have a field day. And that's how this guy is like so accurate. What you say he was? 25 or some shit?
24 for 26.
So two incompletes. That's bullshit. Like, and that's the problem. We even right there, they got 13 seconds left. You let them get in the field goal range to kick a field goal.
Well, see, like I say, it's that new way of playing defense. We'll give you all the short stuff, and we'll just protect from getting bust long.
If you keep giving up the short stuff, they're going to keep marching down the field on you, and that's how you're giving up scores. That's why our defense is trash this year.
Exactly, sir. All the teams are doing it in the NFL. When it's a two-minute drill like that, they'll give you – notice that the teams always march down the field. Then when they get close to field goal range, then that's when they start playing defense. All the teams are doing it.
Yeah, and you know the refs was on some bullshit, too, because that fumble by Gainwell, he recovered the ball. He was sitting on the ground, and then they stripped him after he already recovered it and was sitting on the ground.
Yes, he recovered it.
How they get at the Washington? That's crazy.
The referee threw they was fighting for it. Now, he had it, but they was fighting for it. But the referee blew the whistle. Then he lost the ball. That's not a fumble. That's his ball. That's right. The Eagles' ball. So, yeah, they played this.
It was a third down, and we threw a pass to AJ across the middle. Pass interference, the dude was bookbagging him the whole time. He said, well, at least he didn't spin him around. Fuck that. You cannot grab him like that.
Yes.
So that shows me like the refs are on some other shit today. And we playing like bullshit, so if we lose, we deserve it.
All right, so what you want to see in the second
this team,
half?
They said this team is like the number one team in doing third and outs, like just getting stopped and punting. But for here today, they like fucking 90% on converting on third down.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that about?
So what you want to see in the second half?
Run the ball and play some defense. That too much to ask? Like, goddamn.
Yeah. Well, you said your backup running back has two carries. He also had -4 yards also. They go with those two carries.
with running backs, you got to let them feel the ball, get tackled a couple times, get into the rhythm. You know what I mean? Get loose. If you're not using them, then you can't just wait to the second half and say, all right, now we're going to use you. They never got, you know, accustomed to the game flow.
Right. Yeah, this is a... poor performance, man. I don't know what sometimes these – I don't know what's going on. I would just love to know what the coaching staff, what goes on during the meetings and everything because
– they say, all right, we're going to throw the ball 50 times today. Y'all ready for it?
Yeah, but that's not football. You're going to have to balance it. There's no need for Jalen Hurts to be throwing the football that much. So he has 25 attempts on the first half. How much he going to have him on the second half? Like you said, now they got to throw the football now because they down. So how many attempts is he going to have?
About 50.
Okay, so maybe they are trying to get A.J. Brown that this will be 5 games over 125 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm.
So he close.
Who gives a shit about that?
I don't, but it seemed like they do.
Ever since A.J. Brown was on the sideline bitching about getting passes, every pass goes to him now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Devontae is a forgotten man, and he's a star. Like, you need to throw him the ball.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Goddard, we let Ertz go so Goddard can be the man, and now Goddard don't even get targets.
Yep. All right, y'all. We'll be back at the end of the game.
Did you say that, not you, they said it online, that the Eagles was the front runner, was trading for Henry?
No, I ain't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It was for on what?
ESPN app. But exactly, you can't even get a running back that you got carries, but you're going to go and get Henry?
And Tennessee is just as stupid as the Eagles. They're much worse. You give up AJ Brown, and you're gonna give up your best running back.
And now, the running back situation is different because a lot of teams give up running backs when they've been, especially if they get 1,000 yards or they get a whole bunch of years with 1,000. Right. Running backs don't last that long. But you gave up AJ after his rookie contract was up.
Yep.
So I know they regret that. And then you wonder why Tannehill ain't got nobody to throw to.
Yeah, and it was the game against the Colts or Jacksonville. This is Tennessee now. And they was on a goal line. You would think you had your best running back in there, right? Nope. Mm-hmm. He's sitting on the bench.
We did it last year, and we do it this year. We get all the way inside the red, and even I can predict it's going to be a quarterback run or it's going to be a backup running back run. Why your main back, that fucking worst workhorse that gets you all the way down there, don't get the carry? Like, damn, reward him with a touchdown.
Right. And did you see how the Commanders lined up in the I formation?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, good shit. That's what the Eagles need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, y'all. We'll be back.
All right.
All right. It's the end of the game. The Eagles won 38-31. Here's some quick stats. On the Eagles side, passing, Jalen Hurts, 29 for 38, 318 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Rushing, we have Devontae Smith, 16 carries, 57 yards, 1 touchdown. Receiving, we have A.J. Brown, 8 receptions, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns. Devontae Smith, 7 receptions, 99 yards, 1 touchdown. And Goddard had 4 receptions for 36 yards. On the Commander side, we have Sam Howell, 39 for 52, 397 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Rushing, we have Robinson, 10 carries for 59 yards. Receiving, we have Dotson, 8 receptions, 108 yards, 1 touchdown. Crowder, 7 receptions, 95 yards, 1 touchdown. McLaren, 5 receptions, 63 yards, 1 touchdown. Thomas, 6 receptions, 44 yards, 1 touchdown. I guess you already know what I'm laughing at. So, Phil, give your evaluation on the game.
Bullshit. Not the coaching. Like I said before, we went off of talent. It's like how you pick 5-on-5 in street football and you just fucking wing it without plays and shit like that. That's how we playing. No bullshit. I'm gonna hike the ball and I'm gonna throw it to you. You know what I mean, AJ? All right.
Yeah. Well, on a positive note, other than the turnover that Jalen had, he needed a game like this where he has a bunch of touchdowns because he's been making a lot of interceptions lately. So he needed this type of performance.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it had like no defense whatsoever on both sides of the ball. And Sam Howell, what did he do? Hold on, real quick. I want to know what he did against the Giants last week.
Nothing. Stunk up the joint.
I picked him up on my fantasy football, and I think it was only like 11 to 12 points. He had 22 for 42, 249 yards with an interception, no touchdowns. So, like, he get to play the Eagles, and he's having, like, the game of his life. Like, well, what's up with that?
Mm-hmm. I needed the Texans to win. It was about 2 minutes on the clock, and they was up by 2. It was like, was he up 2 or 3? Anyway, the final score was 13-15. They wound up losing. And I'm like, shit, that was $400 on the line.
Yeah, they losing on purpose. Don't pick the Titans next time you are playing. Don't pick the Titans because they lose on purpose. Yeah.
And Atlanta, they got talent, but they just can't win. I'm going to stop fucking with Atlanta. I had Atlanta and Houston. But if Houston would have just held on to that lead, I'd have been in first place for that month for that $400.
Mm. What'd you say, the Titans lost?
Yeah. No, the Titans beat Atlanta.
Oh, you wanted Atlanta to win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I take that back. Cause yeah, you see they benched Ryan Tannehill.
They did. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Lewis is the quarterback. Will Lewis.
Oh, Willis. And, well, he just jumped right over the brother then, huh?
Yeah. Well, he was playing. Maybe he's hurt. I don't know. Because he was playing when Tannehill got hurt.
Oh, shit. Willis threw for 4 touchdowns? He ain't getting that job back.
Henry had 100 yards. They finally gave Henry the football this week.
They like, well, shit, since we can't trade him, we might as well use him.
Well, what was they? It was all this big trade rumor. Tuesday is the trade deadline, right? Or was it last Tuesday?
No, it's coming up.
Okay. Well, if I'm him, I'm like, look, what y'all going? We had to sit down and talk. What are y'all going to do? Are y'all planning to win a tanking? Because if you plan on tanking, just go on and trade me. Right. It'd be games he only have like 15 carries or something. No.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll push it, and then they'll release him or something. Then they'll push it as he's old and he can't do it anymore. You know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything else you want to talk about on this Redskins-Eagles game?
The defensive coordinator got stopped doing this bend but don't break. They playing off the ball 10 yards, and these guys are just picking up, and they just keep getting those 10-yard chunks. You never know when they're going to open up with a 10-yard catch and run into the house.
Yes.
But they just keep doing it until they march down the field and score. How about you just play some fucking defense?
Well, when you was going on your rant at halftime, I wanted to say to you, Dale, when you say something like that to them, they'll say, well, what was the score? Oh, by the way, exactly. What's our record?
Look at our record, exactly.
Right.
I'm looking at the end factor. The end factor is we're going to do the same shit we did in the Super Bowl. We're not going to pressure the quarterback, and we're going to lose, give it on the underneath. What's the name? Dink and dunk the whole Super Bowl and bust our ass.
Yes.
Pat Mahomes.
Yes, I know. I know who you're talking about.
So that's how we lost the championship, and now we're doing the same shit this year. Like, they ain't learned a lesson.
Yeah. They'll say, well, how many points they score? But I just want to see a defense. The Eagles, so far, they got a 7-1 record. Is it 6-1 or 7-1?
I believe 7-1, right?
They have a 7-1 record. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen a complete Eagles football, a good Eagles football game yet. Whereas the defense playing good and the offense playing good is either one or the other.
Yep.
And we need to see, like you said, it's starting to get towards the end of the season. And we need to 6-1. We need to start seeing, especially like you said, playoff time. We need to start seeing the complete football game, on the offensive side and the defensive side. So I don't know what the hell some of these guys be. It's like they get in the room together. I see that's the reality show I want to see. I want to see all the Eagles coaches. The hell what the players do on the field, on practice, and anything like that. I want to see what do they say in meetings during the week, because it almost seems like they try to outsmart one another.
Well, and you know how some of these coaches are. They act like they're the smartest person in the room, the Chip Kelly shit.
Right.
It's basic shit you do with football. Even in this game, when we scored that first touchdown in the fourth quarter, and we took like the little 6-point lead, then they talking about going 4-for-2. I'm like, for what? I said, if we kick the extra point, we're up by a touchdown. Why go for two? And then if you don't get it, all they do is score a touchdown, kick the extra point, and they win the game.
Right.
Like, what is there to think about? Just go up by 7.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like they all try to think they can outsmart one another. And like you said, with that shove when Jalen Hurts fumbled the football, why do that? And you have running backs.
Mm-hmm.
First down.
It wasn't at the one either. We was like 3 yards away. The push is good for like a 1 yard joint.
Right. Just run the football in. That's it.
Regular old run play. Exactly.
Right. Football is simple, but when you make it difficult, that's when it makes a problem. If you close like that, is it first and goal and you on the 3 yard line, hand the ball off.
Mm-hmm.
Why be fan? It's like when they get to the red zone, it's like almost they don't know what to do. Yeah. So, anything else?
No.
All right. So, next week, we going. Is this a home game or away game? It is a home game against the Dallas Cowboys. What are your thoughts on this Dallas Cowboy game?
Same shit like today, a divisional game is going to be a fucking fight to the end. Cowboys looking good. They scored like 40 points today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They just throwing it off with Gabs and the fucking Giants are just great. Lose on purpose. That's going to be another L. I can forget that $400. They're in overtime. They just throwing up ducks and they just beating the receiver up before the receiver can make a play on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They was winning 10-7. With like 2-3 minutes on the clock with the ball. And now they're in overtime 10-10. Damn.
Well, I can 100% sure that nobody's going to join us next week. So it'll just be the two of us because no Cowboy fan is going to.
Unless I call Big Ty or Gary or somebody.
You can. They're going to tell you no. Well, anything else you would add?
No.
Well, you can reach the Judge Biddles on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube on PNL Judgment at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at @_Judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. Oh, you didn't comment when your brother had left a comment on a YouTube. Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm sorry. All right, y'all.
I believe I did. I thought I did. All right.